Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, Alech Gechanaka to all. So I have prepared today a special shiur related to Halakos Neiros Chanukah and Halakos Neiros Shabbos with different interesting sources. As you will see, we thank very much our hostess and our sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous, but we appreciate their dedication to this shiur very, very much. So I'm just going to begin with quoting the OU Halacha Yomis from this week's parasha, from this week's. I'm going to begin with quoting the OU Halacha Yomis. Every day the OU sends out a halacha a day, and not over the weekend. Shabbos, Sunday, they take off. It's always very illuminating, pun is intended. Shabbos candles. So this is called Shabbos Chanukah, lighting candles. So here is the halacha for the day. If one lives alone, and after lighting Shabbos candles, they realize they forgot to light Chanukah candles, what can they do? So the answer, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this situation is different for a man and a woman. It is assumed a man does not accept Shabbos upon himself when he lights Shabbos candles. This is halacha. So long as there is still time before Shkiyas HaChamas sunset, he can still light Chanukah candles and recite the bracha. Interestingly, so if a man living alone forgot to light Chanukah candles after he lit Shabbos candles, since we light 18 minutes in advance, if there is still time, then he can actually light Chanukah candles and recite the bracha. However, women customarily accept Shabbos candles automatically when they light. They accept Shabbos when they light Shabbos candles, unless they specifically make a condition to the contrary. As such, a woman cannot light Chanukah candles after lighting Shabbos candles. What should she do if she lives alone? And I do know many women, actually, who are on their own, especially for these 8 months of the pandemic. So it's actually very relevant and shayach. If she can find a Jewish neighbor who has not yet accepted Shabbos, she may ask them to light Chanukah candles for her in her house. The neighbor should recite the first bracha, l'hadlik ner. Then she will recite the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. If she can find only a non-Jew, it would not help. A non-Jew cannot light Chanukah candles on behalf of a Jew. So I found that to be extremely interesting. Obviously relevant today to many people who would find themselves on. I'm going to begin with a story, and then we will move on to our shiur. I'm quoting from a sefer called Heroes of Faith by Rabbi David Hoffman. Oh, sorry. At the outbreak of World War II, Rabbi Yisrael Spira Zatzal, the Blizhover Rebbe, moved from Istrik to Lvov. Lvov was then under Soviet rule. According to Soviet practice, each person was supposed to be employed in a productive job. Otherwise, he was classified as a parasite, and he was liable to be exiled to Siberia. All Hasidic rabbis had to find productive positions. They were forbidden to use the title rabbi. It's interesting because Russia and Soviet rule and communism was like the threat of the Yavanim. What they wanted to do was totally eradicate the Jewish religion. The Blizhover Rebbe became an insurance agent. At the end of each month, he had to prove he had earned at least 1,000 rubles. In those days, the rabbi still had many followers. To produce a receipt at the end of the month for 1,000 rubles, together with a list of individuals who was insured, was no great task for him. The rabbi was able to satisfy the Russian demands while continuing to serve his Hasidim. One evening, the Russian commissar called for a regional meeting of all insurance agents. Attendance was mandatory. Among the insurance agents was one Hasidic Rebbe, the Boyaner Rebbe, Rav Avram Yaakov Friedman Zatzal. The night of the regional meeting coincided with the first night of Chanukah. Today is the first day of Chanukah, Baruch Hashem. It was customary for many Hasidim to assemble at their Rebbe's house for festive kindling of the Chanukah Licht and the celebration that followed. The Blizhover Rebbe searched for any way in which to excuse himself from the forthcoming meeting so that he might celebrate the first night of Chanukah with his Hasidim. Suddenly, he had an idea. He smiled to himself as he left for the commissar's office. On the way there, he took his snuff box from his pocket and began to sniff tobacco without stopping. By the time he reached the commissar, his nose was red. He kept sneezing. Between one sneezing attack and another, the rabbi explained to the commissar he had a very bad cold. He would have to miss the insurance meeting. The commissar, decorated with many medals, sat behind a huge desk. He listened to the rabbi with an expression of disbelief. "This is a strange coincidence," said the commissar to the rabbi, looking him straight in the eye. "Only a few minutes ago, another insurance agent was here, an agent with a beard and side ox, and just like you, his nose was red, and he too could not stop sneezing. He too claimed he had caught a cold. He asked to be excused from tonight's meeting." It was probably the boy in a rabbi, thought the Blizhover Rebbe. As he tried to conceal a smile, he composed himself and he said to the commissar, "It is quite natural for two people to catch a cold at this time of year." The commissar did not reply. He got up from his chair and abruptly walked out of the room. After a short while, he returned with a broad smile on his face, and he took a seat under the huge portrait that hung on the wall of Stalin. "Now I understand the cause of your sickness," he said. "I have just checked the Jewish calendar. Tonight is Hanukkah, the first kindling. You should have known better. In Russia, when concocting a story, make sure it's a good one." The Bishop Rebbe paled at the thought of being caught red-handed and what the consequences of this crime might be. But then the commissar relaxed and he said, "A word of advice, if I may. One can never be sure who is hiding behind the uniform of a Soviet commissar. If another commissar was sitting in my chair, you and your other sneezing friend would be sent to the cold plains of Siberia. However, I am the son of the Shochet of Mishabuz. Go home and kindle the first Hanukkah lights." Yesterday was Chof Dalet Kislev, today being Chof Hei Kislev. Chof Dalet Kislev was the Yahrzeit of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha. Yesterday was the third Yahrzeit, he was Niftar Arav Hanukkah. Chof Dalet Kislev, 3 years ago, the great Gaon and Gadol Hador of Aaron Leib Steinman. So I'm going to share a vignette, end this vignette talking about Shalom Bayis. Remember, this is our Shabbos Kodesh year, and you will see where I am going with this. But some words of Divrei Hesorus. It was the Chazon Ish who said that the best Musar is stories of Gedolim. It seemed everyone was aware that the Steinman's apartment could use a bit of sprucing up, or at least a paint job. With the best of intentions, Mrs. A, one of their neighbors, showed up with a painter in tow. And she said to the Rebbetzin, "I know your husband is opposed to having his apartment painted, but maybe you can allow this man to do his job while the Rosh Hashiva is not home. When he returns, the Rosh Hashiva maybe will even be pleased." Rebbetzin Tamar thanked her neighbor and said, "I know my husband very well. He does not like surprises. Perhaps it would be better if you discuss the matter with him beforehand and receive his approval." Rav Schneer, name has been changed, studied under of Aaron Leib in Panovich and became a prominent Rav in Netanya. He came to Bnei Brak to visit Rav Steinman with about 100 members of his kehila. Upon their meeting, he remarked to Rav Aaron Leib, "I haven't been in the Rosh Hashiva's house for 30 years. It looks exactly the same now as it did then." Rav Aaron Leib smiled at his Talmud and gently taught him a profound lesson, quote, "It isn't the house that needs to be renovated and updated. It's the person who lives in the house that needs to be renovated and updated." A couple consulted with Rav Aaron Leib about a Shalom Bayis issue, and this is going to be the segue into our shir, because we are going to talk about, it's actually going to be based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, which I spend time going through, and I hope with Siyata Deshmaya I understand. I tried with God's help to make sure that I understand what I'm going to be teaching you. A couple consulted with Rav Aaron Leib about a Shalom Bayis issue that was being exacerbated by financial problems. On their way out, the wife paused to talk to Rebbetzin Steinman. "I've come to the realization," she confided, "that although my husband and I are going through tough times with our mounting debt and our constant lack of money, my dissatisfaction with him was based on our inability to purchase basic necessities. But after visiting your home and seeing how the Steinman family lives, I will try harder to make do with very little in the way of material needs." Observing how the Gadol Hador was living in a barely furnished apartment with peeling paint, this woman internalized the message, "This world is only preparation. Everything we're doing here is to prepare for Olam Haba." She resolved not to focus on the gashmis of this world, but to attempt to emulate the way the Steinmans live. Eventually, Shalom Bayis was restored to her and her husband. So we have a shaila, and the shaila is, let's say somebody lives in a time when they only have enough money for Chanukah Licht or Nero Shabbos. And this is a halachic discussion and has halachic ramifications. What should one do? Baruch Hashem, we don't live in this time, but there were many Yidden who did live in such a time, and there was tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to both buy oil candles for Shabbos and buy Chanukah Licht material. And what should you do? While the Steinman children were growing up, poverty prevailed amongst most of the new immigrants. Creative solutions had to be found. For example, stores sold wine by the bottle for people of greater means, and stores sold wine by the cup to individuals who could not afford to spend so much at once. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman would buy for Shabbos 3 cups of wine each week, which sufficed for Leil Shabbos Kiddush, Yom Shabbos Kiddush, and Havdalah. It was a time not so long ago People had to have tremendous mesiras nefesh, and they had to buy a cup of wine for Shabbos. So I am now going into the shir today is going to be based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. We go to Hilchos Chanukah, Simen Tav Resh Ayin Ches. Okay, so I have the sefer here in front of me. My thanks to my son who allows me to use his svarim. I'm using the Mishnah Berurah from Dirshu. Very, very clear. I'm going to begin by quoting the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo, 1500s. So again, we don't live in a time, you know, where there's so much plenty, Baruch Hashem, and the Judaica stores and the supermarkets, and there's piles and piles of Chanukah lich, and there's oil, and there's wicks, and we forgot that in many times in communist Russia, Asani Mashira told a story about Chanukah lich in Bergen-Belsen, Rachman al-Latzlan, the Steinmans, when they came to Eretz Yisrael. There's times when Jews have faced rampant poverty and tremendous mesiras nefesh to fulfill these mitzvos. So what we are talking about now in Simen Tav Resh Ayin Ches, listen, Ner Shel Shabbos Kodem L'Ner Shel Chanukah, Ubo Se'if Echad. So this Simen Tav Resh Ayin Ches has one se'if, and the topic is Ner Shel Shabbos, that means lighting Shabbos candles, Kodem l'ner shel Chanukah, takes precedence over Chanukah. So this is Erev Shabbos. This would be a situation today where let's say somebody only has enough money to acquire one Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles. What should you do? Again, Baruch Hashem, we're not faced with such a quandary, but there have been many times when people have been faced. Here we go. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, and then after I read the Shulchan Aruch, we'll be talking about the Mishnah Berurah's clarifications and codifications as well. Misha ein yado maseges liknos ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. Someone who does not have sufficient in his hand to purchase ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos, yikne ner Shabbos. What should he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, he should buy which candle? Shabbos candle. Mipnei, why? Who knows? Who remembers why? Very famous, halacha. One who does not have enough to buy near Shabbos and near Chanukah should buy near Shabbos. Why? No one's typing? Okay. Who remembers? I'm going to tell you. Mipnei shalom biso. Because of shalom in the house. So someone who doesn't have enough and you're faced with a choice, what should you do? You should buy Shabbos candles. So now we're going to quote from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is the Chafetz Chaim of Radin, speaking about how Rav Aaron Leib Steinman lived with. He slept on the same mattress for 50 years that the Aliyah agency gave him when he made Aliyah. Speaking of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman and his poverty, the Chafetz Chaim, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, lived in the same conditions. A famous story that a traveler from America was passing through Radin and he saw the Chafetz Chaim lived, and he said to the Chafetz Chaim, where are all of your possessions? And the Chafetz Chaim said, where are your possessions? And the man said, I'm just passing through Radin. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I too am just passing through Radin. So the Chafetz Chaim clarifies, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha ein yado maseges liknos ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, someone who doesn't have enough to buy ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the knos ner Chanukah, the im yesh lo ner echad the beso, if he has one candle for his house, af al gav ditov v'raui sheyesh shnei neros the Shabbos, even though it is appropriate and worthy to have two neros for Shabbos. Why do you have two neros for Shabbos? Why two? Who remembers? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw the old man running with the twig. And he said, how twigs. And he said, how precious are the mitzvos to your children? When he came out of the cave for the second time. We had a whole shiur on this. And he said, now I see he needs two twigs. One is for, the man said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay. One for Zachar and one for Shamar. So perhaps the reason it is better to have Ra'ushiyah Shnei Neros L'Shabbos, it's better to have two Neros for Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps it's the same idea that we saw in the Gemara. Bishon Bar Yochai, the man, he said to him, why do you have two twigs? He said, one for Zachar, one for Shamar. So it's better to have two candles lit for Shabbos at the minimum. Today we have a custom to increase the number of candles that we light based on the children in the home. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im Yesh, let's say you're in a situation. Im Yesh lo ner echad l'beiso. Excuse me, you have enough to acquire one candle for your house, meaning Shabbos candles. Af al gav, even though, ditov vira'ui, it is good and worthy or appropriate. Sheyesh shnei neros l'Shabbos, so you should really have two neros for Shabbos. Mikol makom, nevertheless, b'makom hadchak, ishashas hadchak, that means it's a time of urgency. What's the urgency? You're choosing between ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah. Dai shiya ner echad al hashulchan she'ochal v'shar l'ner chanukah. So what is the Mishnah Berurah telling you? Let's say the Shulchan Aruch says you're in a quandary. You only have enough money to buy Chanukah licht or Shabbos candles. So the Shulchan Aruch says, b'feirish, what should you buy? Yikne ner Shabbos. You should buy ner Shabbos. Why? Mipnei shalom bayis, because of shalom bayis. But now the Mishnah Berurah clarifies and he says, let's say you have enough money to buy one Ner Shabbos, which will let you buy at least one Ner Chanukah. So even though you prefer to have two Nero Shabbos, what should you do in this case? The Mishnah Berurah says, Beferish, because it's a Shas Hadchak, Dai Shea Ner Echad al Shulchan, She'ochel. So you have one Ner Shabbos on your Shulchan, it won't be pitch black. This way you don't have to worry about Shalom Bayis, V'Sha'ar L'Ner Chanukah. So it would be preferable to have two Ner Shabbos, but in this situation, you buy one Ner Shabbos and use the rest for Ner Chanukah. Okay, continue. So does everyone understand? If you don't understand something, you could post and ask. Don't ask beyond what I prepared. I can answer beyond what I prepared, certainly, but if something I say doesn't make sense, please clarify. Okay, why shalom bayis? So what does it mean, mipnei shalom bayis? That the Ner Shabbos gives you shalom bayis. Ner Chanukah, we're not allowed to use. Ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh bahem ela lirosam bilvad. In the olden days, before chashmal, before electricity, what is the source of the reason that the Ner Shabbos gives you Shalom Bayis? You're not allowed to use the night light of the Chanukah Licht, Elo the Rosam Bilvad. How are you going to see anything? So the Be'er Heitev writes on the Shulchan Aruch, Shemitzta'arim Leishev Bachoshech. Why does Ner Shabbos give you Shalom Bayis? Because you need to use the light. The Be'er Heitev writes, Shemitzta'arim Leishev Bechoshech. There's going to be a lot of tsar in the home because of darkness. So that couple came to Avraham Leib Shtaim, and they were fighting over painting and fancy couches and whatever other gashmistic things were going on in their home. When they saw how the Rosh Hashiva and his rabbits and Tamar lived, their Shalom Bayis problem suddenly disappeared. But here Lamaisa, Shemitzta'arim Leishev Bechoshech. It's going to be dark. She's going to spill the soup when she comes to the table. Someone's going to kick somebody else. The child's going to bump into something. It's going to be chaos in the home. So the candles of Shabbos, literally, in a very practical way, bring Shalom Bayis to the home. Besides for the spiritual aura, as we spoke about, based on the share by Yaakov Friedman, they bring light to the home. Shemitztarim leishe b'choshech. So we've already clarified, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a choice of buying one candle for Shabbos and using the leftover coins or funds for Chanukah candles, even though you really need two Neros for Shabbos, it's better. In this case, you should buy one candle for Shabbos and one candle for Chanukah. Okay, so whoever does not have enough to buy Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos should buy Ner Shabbos. We already classified according to the Mishnah Berurah, Mipnei Shalom Bayis, the Be'er Heitev says, because it causes Tsa'ar, Mitzta'arim, Leishei Bechoshech. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mipnei Shalom Beso. Why should he buy Shabbos candles over Chanukah Lich? Because of Shalom for the home. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh Omrim, listen carefully. There are those who say, the Bizman Hazeh, in the times in which we live, Shemadlikim Bifnim, we light inside. In the times of the Gemara, you were supposed to light outside. Today in Eretz Yisrael, last night when we the Chanukah Licht, after we made the brachos and Haneiros Halala, Masur, I said to the family, L'shana Haba, Halavai B'Yerushalayim. So in Eretz Yisrael, many light outside. But the Mishnah Berurah, who was living in Radin, said, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Bizman Hazeh, in our time, Shemadlikim Bifnim. Where do we light Chanukah Licht? Inside. Yikne L'Ner Chanukah. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are those who say that because today we light inside and not outside, meaning in Galos, when we live amongst the Umas Ha'olam, when we light Chanukah Licht, we light inside our homes. So there are those who say that today you should buy Ner Chanukah over Ner Shabbos. So if there are those who say that you should buy Ner Chanukah over Ner Shabbos, Sharei lo yeshe b'choshech, because ultimately you're not going to be sitting in the dark. The Ner Chanukah is going to light up the home. If the whole purpose of Ner Shabbos taking precedence over Ner Chanukah is because Ner Shabbos brings Shalom Bayis, the reason it brings Shalom Bayis is because you need light in the home so that no one's tripping over each other, no one's killing each other, no one's spilling soup and breaking glasses and bumping into each other. But Lamaisa, since we light Ner Chanukah inside, so Taka, Hare lo yoshei b'choshech. The reality is that even though you can't use those lights, you're not going to be sitting in the darkness. The Afalpi, and the Mishnah Berurah addresses this, even though, she'asur lihishtamesh l'ora, even though it is asur to use the light of Chanukah Licht, halachically, but Shabbos candles, you should use the light, have a kisha'as ha'sakana. It's considered like a shasa kana almost, because you're not going to have Chanukah licht if you use all your money. You only have a little bit of money. You have money to buy 3 glasses of wine, never mind a bottle, never mind a wine cabinet, never mind a wine cellar. Ravarn Leib Steinmetz Chusi Yagene Leidu. Yurtzei was yesterday, bought 3 glasses of wine. So there were times when our people faced a tremendous quandary. Should I buy near Chanukah or near Shabbos? So even though technically you're not, halachically, you're not asur lihishtamesh le'ora, you're forbidden to use the Chanukah licht to light up your home, have kisha asa sakana. It could be compared to ashasa sakana, de'isa la'ayel b'simin taf reish ayin alaf, like the Shulchan Aruch writes above. In ashasa sakana, de'manicha al shulchano. In ashasa sakana, where do you put your Chanukah licht? At the Pesach Beso, at the entrance to the home, or on the table? In ashasa sakana, where do you put the Chanukah licht? So I'm going back now to Hilchos Chanukah, simin taf reish ayin alaf, se'if hey. Ner Chanukah manicha al Pesach hasamech l'rishus harabim mibachutz. Where do you put Ner Chanukah? It should be, and this is what they do in Eretz Yisrael, by the Pesach, by the entranceway, that is close to public property on the outside. So that's exactly what they do in Eretz Yisrael. You've all seen the light boxes. They light by the Pesach bayis outside rishus harabim for persuminisa. Im habayis pasuch l'rishus harabim, if the home is open to the rishus harabim, the public space, manicha al pischo. So you put your Chanukah licht by the Pesach, by the entranceway. Ve'im yesh chatzer lefnei abayis, if there is a courtyard in front of your house, manicha al Pesach chatzer. You should put the Chanukah licht by the entranceway to the courtyard. So if your home opens up to Rosh Hashanah, you leave your home and you're right by the street, so then you should light the Chanukah licht at the Pesach Beso. Let's say you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard. So lighting it by Pesach Beso isn't really going to help with Pirsumei Nisa, because there's still a chatzer. So then what should you do? You should light at the entranceway to the chatzer, the courtyard, so that the passersby can see. Okay, let's say you live in an apartment building. V'im haya dar ba'aliyah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Rav Yosef Karo, so in the 1500s, they still must have still had people who lived above. Let's say you live above, ba'aliyah, she'ein lo pesach pasuch l'rishus harabim. If you live in an aliyah, a high up space, so your opening to your door is not open to rishus harabim, manicho b'chalon hasamuch l'rishus harabim. So this must be the source for where do we light, where do most of us light? I don't light by the pesach of my bayis b'chutz, and I don't light at the chatzer, I don't light at the end of my driveway, so that the passerby could see. And I don't even light by the door on my porch. Where do I light? Manicho b'chalon hasamuch l'rishus harabim. So if you live high up, ba'aliyah, dar ba'aliyah, so Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should light candles by the window that is by the facing hasamuch l'rishus harabim, which is where most of us, I would venture to say, light. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, u'bisha'as hasakana, a time of danger, she'ein rashai the kayem ha-mitzvah manicho al shulchano v'dayo. So in a time of sakana, mitzvahs ner Chanukah is not a yarog val yavar. You're not required to give up your life for mitzvahs ner Chanukah in order to uphold the mitzvah, manicho al shulchano v'dayu. So we do have, yesh al milisvech, there are times, the Shulchan Aruch says, when a person may put the Chanukah licht on his table and still fulfill the mitzvah. So if your doorway opens to Rishus HaRabim, you leave the house, you're right in the street, you light by the doorway, because that's open to Rishus HaRabim. If you have a chatzer, there's a courtyard that separates between your Pesach Beso and the street, so then you light by the entrance to the chatzer. If you live ba'aliyah, says the Shulchan Aruch, dar ba'aliyah, then you light by the chalon hasamuch l'rishus harabim. Let's say it's a shash l'kana. Are you required to give up your life for Chanukah licht? It's a time of danger. You don't want people to see your lighting candles. The persuminis will be for the people in your home, but not for the people in the street. So then it's sufficient to put it on your table. So what does this have to do with what we're really talking about, Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles? I hope everybody remembers where we are. The Shulchan Aruch wrote in Siman Taf Reish Ayin Ches that if you don't have enough for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, you should buy Ner Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis. Everyone remembers where we're holding. We're talking about a machloka. Should I buy Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? The answer is you should buy Ner Shabbos. Why? Because Shalom Bayis takes precedence. Why do the Shabbos candles give Shalom Bayis? Okay? It's a practical reason. It's not spiritually and hashkafically, there are many insights into the Shabbos candles that bring shalom into them. But Lamaisa, it's practical. Chazal were well aware that if we can't light a lamp on Shabbos, there's going to be lack of shalom bayis in the home. So now the Mishnah Berurah comes along and he says, Yesh omrim de bizman hazeh. There are those who say in our time, in Radin, in the 1800s, Shemadlikim bifnim. We light inside, not at the entrance to Pesach Beis, not at the entrance to the Chatzer. Yikna l'ner Chanukah. So maybe the halacha changes. There are those who say, so today you should buy ner Chanukah over ner Shabbos. Why? Shaharei lo yeshev b'choshech. Because if you have ner Chanukah inside, the reality is you're not going to be sitting in the dark. And even though halachically it's usher to use the light of ner Chanukah, havei kishas ha-sakana. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah wrote above in a Shas Sakana, demanicho al Shulchano, you can put it on your table. So here too, it's almost like a Shas Hadchak, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. So in this instance, you could put Ner Chanukah on the table, and it's a B'diyevet situation. You can use the light, and then you won't have Shalom Bayib. Shalom Bayis problems. Aval, but the Chavetz Chaim tells you, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Rov ha'achronim hiskimu de'ein l'chaleik b'zeh b'ein b'zman ha'gemar l'zmaninu. The majority of achronim, even though there are a few lone voices who say, today Ner Chanukah takes precedence over Ner Shabbos, the Rov ha'achronim, the majority of poskim agree, hiskimu de'ein l'chaleik, there is no difference b'ein z'man ha'gemar l'zmaninu, between the time of the Gemara and in our time. So l'maisa, the fact remains according to the majority of the poskim. If someone only has enough money for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, which one still takes precedence? Ner Shabbos, correct. Ner Shabbos, very nice. Okay, so we went through this piece of the Shulchan Aruch with the Be'er Heitev, Mitzarim L'Shei B'choshech, and with the Mishnah Berurah. Continuing on. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, Va'ayin le'el, see what I wrote above. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Dimvoar sham, the Shulchan Aruch wrote above, Di'im ein yado maseges l'ner Shabbos v'kiddush hayom, gam kein ner Shabbos kodim. So now the Shulchan Aruch makes an allusion to something he wrote above that has to do further with Hilchos Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah clarifies it for us. Let's say someone doesn't have enough money for ner Shabbos and kiddush hayom. What do you do then? So the first thing that we spoke about, the first quandary we spoke about was Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. Now we're speaking about something else. Let's say you don't have enough money for Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom. So which one takes precedence? What did you say? Oh, Gam Kein Ner Shabbos Kodem. So Mishnah Berurah says if you have you're stuck, glass of wine or Ner Shabbos takes precedence. You know, this also gives us an insight. This whole halachic discussion gives us an insight. We live in such different times. I'm not going to say it's hard for us to fathom such a shayla. I'm going to say it's, I think, impossible. But these are halachic shaylas that our halachic authorities deal with. Who could fathom if you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos or Kiddush, which should I buy? If I only have enough money for Ner Shabbos, or Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos takes precedence. It should just give us an unbelievable appreciation for the times and the door in which we live. This isn't exaggerated situations. The Mishnah Berurah is literally writing, Im ein yado maseges l'ner Shabbos v'kiddush hayom. You have enough money, you have a choice. Two candles or one glass of wine. Gam kein Ner Shabbos kodem. So Ner Shabbos takes precedence. So this is very excellent. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which is what I'm using for today's class, there are Be'urim Umusafim from modern day. By modern day, I mean the Stipler, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik and Levracha, commentators. There are additional Be'urim. So on the notes on the Mishnah Berurah. So I'm going to quote. Va'afilu im tzarich leknos ner Shabbos v'ner Chanukah v'kiddush. Let's say you have to buy ner Shabbos like today, ner Chanukah like today, and kiddush, which we all need for tonight. You need ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah, and kiddush. V'kaspo yaspik leknos ner Chanukah, and you have enough to buy ner Chanukah v'yayin lekiddush and yayin for kiddush. Aval im yekna ner Shabbos, but if you buy ner Shabbos, yadchu shnehem. If you buy Ner Shabbos, so you have enough money, you have to buy three things today, which is relevant for us today. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What are the three things we need to make sure we have today? Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, and Kiddush wine. Let's say you have enough for two. You have enough for Ner Chanukah, and you have enough for Ner for Kiddush. But if you buy Ner Shabbos, you won't be able to buy anything else. Why? It goes back to a practical reason. Parentheses. Shezman hadlakaso orech yoser mechatzisha'a. How long does the Ner Chanukah licht have to be lit after Tzeis? 30 minutes. But you need Shabbos candles to burn much longer than 30 minutes for the purpose of Shalom Bayis. So you need to buy a lot of oil for your Shabbos candles to burn through the evening for purposes of Shalom Bayis. Once again, it's practical. So this Be'urim Umusafim points out, if you need to buy all three, like today, and you only have enough money for Ner Chanukah and a cup of wine, Yayin the Kiddush, Aval Imyaka Ner Shabbos, but if you go to buy Ner Shabbos, Shezman Hadlaka So Orech Yoser Mechatzi Sha'a, because Ner Shabbos needs to burn the whole night. It means you need to buy a lot of oil. You need a lot of money for Ner Shabbos. And once you buy the Ner Shabbos, you're not going to have money for Ner Chanukah or Kiddush. So what? Kasav HaKaf HaChaim, the Kaf HaChaim writes, in the name of the Ridbaz, Shener Shabbos Adif. So once again, what is preferable? What did I just say? Ner Shabbos Adif? Mishum Shegadol HaShalom V'docha Eshneim. Look at the power of Ner Shabbos. The Kaf HaChaim writes, in the name of the Ridbaz, that Ner Shabbos is preferable. You could even buy Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, but you won't be able to buy Ner Shabbos. No, Ner Shabbos is adif. You should buy all that extra oil. It will burn the whole night. You'll give up Kiddush. You'll give up your Ner Chanukah. Mishum shegadol hashalom. So what does Shabbos bring to our home? We live in a time where there's electricity and light bulbs. And we forget what Ner Shabbos brings. Baruch Hashem, we don't live in such times of poverty and deprivation. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time of electricity. Mishum shegado hashalom v'docha shneim, because shalom is so great, that Ner Shabbos is so important, that it pushes off both purchasing Neros Chanukah and Kiddush, Yayin the Kiddush. However, ubizman hazeh, sheyesh bibayit or shal chashmal, in today's time, I'm not talking about when the Mishnah Berurah writes in today's time in Radin, okay? We're going to be quoting from Rav Moshe Feinstein in a moment. Today, when you have electricity in your home, or shachashmal, the ain't tzorich ba'ar haner latam shal sholom bayis. Today, excuse me, you don't need the Chanukah, the Shabbos candle, specifically for the reason of sholom bayis, practically, that it increases light. Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting in the pitch black. Think how we feel. I don't even like to say the word. If there's chas v'shalom, a blackout, for half an hour, what are we all doing? We're in a total panic. So they needed the Ner Shabbos. So in our day and age, when the house is full of electric lights and you don't need the light of the Shabbos candles for the reason of Shalom Bayis, Kasov B'Shayos HaTshuvas Igros Moshe. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Shehayayin L'Kiddush Kodem L'Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. So today, because you have Chashmal, so if you have a situation near Shabbos or Kiddush, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes today, Kiddush wine takes precedence. Why? Because you're not going to have the problem sitting in the pitch black. The Kain Das Hagon Rav Yosef Sham El Yashav. And so too, Paskin Rav El Yashav Zatzal. So Rav Yashav and Rav Moshe Paskin the same, that today, because we have Chashmal and Nero Shabbos are not literally for the practical reason of Shalom Bayis by lighting up the home, so Rav Moshe and Rav El Yashav Paskin, that today, in this quandary, Kiddush takes precedence. So, Vishnei Baalei Batim Hadarim Bevayis Echad. Let's say you have two Baalei Batim who live in one house. Again, this seems so foreign to us. Seems so difficult for us to understand these shaylos. This is how millennia and doros of Yidden lived. Mishnei bali batim hadarim bevayis echad. When you have two bali batim who live in one house, v'la echad mehem ein dai gam l'ner chanukah v'gam. V'la echad mehem ein dai gam l'ner chanukah v'gam l'kiddush hayom. And one of them does not have enough for Ner Chanukah and for Kiddush Hayom. So what should he do? Shebikesh mechaveiro sheyikana lo chelek b'shemen ubetilos b'chinem. V'yikna yayin l'kiddush. So one of the Baalei Batim is poor, and the other one apparently could afford all the Shabbos needs and the Chanukah needs on Shabbos Chanukah. So imagine, for Jews of past generations, Shabbos Chanukah presented an added expense, an added burden. They had enough to light one thing. So what should I do now? So this Baal Bayis doesn't have enough money. The fellow Baal Bayis does have enough money, so he should ask his friend, the other Baal HaBayis, that he could buy a portion. He could give him a pruta. give him a coin, and now it's as if I purchased some of your shemen and some of your petilos, some of your wicks, and I will buy the wine for Kiddush that I could afford, and I'll take a part in your Ner Chanukah. Okay. Whew. Continuing with the Shulchan Aruch. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos. So I'm going back to Shulchan Aruch. So we've been quoting the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'urim and Musafim, and now we are going back to the Shulchan Aruch. 1 second, did I miss anything? No, I'm up to where I want to be. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos, if you have enough for Shabbos candles, tonight, when your home is filled with the light of Chanukah Licht, and then Shabbos candles, and then Yayin L'Kiddush, and then Pas, which we're about to address in a minute, let's just all stop and appreciate what we have. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos, and if he's enough to buy Shabbos candles, v'ein lo l'ner Chanukah, but he doesn't have enough to also buy ner Chanukah, ula yayin l'kiddush, this was written in the 1500s, he doesn't have enough for ner Chanukah and yayin for kiddush hayam, yikne l'ner Chanukah. Okay, so you have enough to buy Shabbos candles. This is the second case. The first case we discussed doesn't have enough for two kinds of candles. It's either Shabbos or Chanukah. We've gone through the halachos there. The second case brought up by the Shulchan Aruch here in the same Seif. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos. You have enough to buy Shabbos candles. But now you have a choice. Ein lo l'ner Chanukah. U l'yayin l'kiddush hayam. Yikne l'ner Chanukah. So you have Shabbos candles. But now you have a certain amount of money. It's only enough to either buy Chanukah licht or Kiddush Hayam, yikne l'ner Chanukah. You should buy the ner Chanukah. Why? Mishum pirsumei nisa. So the reason Shabbos candles takes precedence is because of Shalom Bayis. The reason ner Chanukah takes precedence is because of pirsumei nisa. Let us go to the Mishnah Berurah. I hope you're finding this interesting. I work to prepare my shiurim, and it's different. It's very relevant to Shabbos Chanukah, and I think that it's extremely interesting to learn these halachos, and certainly not something that we as women usually address. If we have a shayla, we ask the Rav. Certainly none of us ever had this kind of shayla before, but I think that it's incredibly important and very beautiful and amazing Torah to learn along these lines. So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, then the Mishnah Berurah is going to clarify. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch just said, if you have enough for Shabbos candles, but you don't have enough for Chanukah and Kiddush, what should you do? What did we say? Ner Chanukah. Why? Because of Pirsumei Nisa. So here we go. Mishnah Berurah. V'ein lo l'ner Chanukah u'l'yayin. So he has enough for Shabbos, but not for Ner Chanukah and Yayin. Okay? U'meirei d'yesh lo pas. D'im ein lo pas, k'nias ha-pas docha afilu l'ner Shabbos. What did the Mishnah Berurah just say? It is understood here in the Shulchan Aruch that he has, what's pas? Pita. What's pas? Bread. It is understood in this case, when the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have enough to acquire Shabbos candles, but now you're stuck, you have a decision, I only have enough money for either Ner Chanukah or Kiddush. What should you buy Ner Chanukah? Because Pirsumei Nisa, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, it is clear that he has pas. What's pas? Bread. D'i ein lo pas, k'nias ha-pas docha afilu l'ner Shabbos. If a person does not have pas, bread, pita delachma, then that buying pas is docha even near Shabbos. So you shouldn't think, based on this whole discussion here, that near Shabbos is docha everything. Yeah, it's docha because of Shalom Bayis, but if he doesn't have pas in his home, and there's really not going to be any Shalom Bayis, and then the guy's going to starve. So it's understood that he has pas, because knias ha-pas docha afilu near Shabbos. V'kol shekein near Chanukah v'kiddush hayam, and certainly buying bread pushes off Shabbos, and all the more so pushes off Ner Chanukah, and pushes off Kiddush Hayam. So Chazal are sensitive and understanding, but you must have Pas, which takes precedence over everything else. So that's understood when the Shulchan Aruch says you only have enough for Shabbos and either Ner Chanukah or Kiddush. Don't misunderstand, nobody wants you to starve. So that's going back to the Shulchan Aruch now. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos, if he has enough for Shabbos, but he doesn't have for Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayam, he should buy Ner Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa. Going back to the Mishnah Berurah, yikne l'ner Chanukah, haynu ner echad v'hamoser l'yayin Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait, just a minute. You have enough to buy Shabbos licht, great. Now you're choosing between Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayam. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yikne l'ner Chanukah, Hainu ner achad. You should buy only one candle. You should do the most basic requirement. It's brought down in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The basic requirement for Chanukah lech is not what we do. Tonight we're going to light two candles for Chanukah. And tomorrow night, three. And the next night, four. That's a Mahajan and a Mahajan. But if you're in such a quandary where you're really so poor that you're literally counting every pruta, every groschen, every penny, so you should buy Ner Chanukah before Kiddush Hayom, but what should you buy for Ner Chanukah? Hainu Ner Echad. Buy one candle, the Hamosar, you'll have money left over, L'Yayin Kiddush. So you're going to have Shabbos candles, because we've already established you have enough for that. You have pas, because that's the basic level that you must have. That's the foundation. Everyone has pas. After you have pas, you buy your Chanukah licht. After you buy... No, I said it wrong. After you have your pas, your bread, you buy your Shabbos candles. After you buy Shabbos candles, you have enough money for either Ner Chanukah or Kiddush. Buy one Ner for Chanukah licht, says the Mishnah Berura. Have money left over to buy Yayin the Kiddush. Why in the case where you're faced with either Chanukah licht or Yayin Lekiddush, should you buy for Chanukah lich? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Beferish Mishum Pirsum Inisa, because we're publicizing the miracle. The Mishnah Berurah writes, V'Kiddush Hayam Halo Yachol Lekadesh Bepas. Kiddush Hayam, you can make over your bread. So Ner Chanukah, we've seen in the Shulchan Aruch, you should buy over Kiddush Yayin for Kiddush Hayam. But then the Mishnah Berurah told us, you automatically know that you have pas, you have bread. So Mishnah Berurah says, don't worry, you can make your Kiddush over your bread. Have you ever seen anyone do it? I can't. There are, is it Yakas who do it? Who makes Kiddush over bread? There is the halacha that you can, if you don't have Yayin for Kiddush, make Kiddush over the bread. So Mishnah Berurah says, that helps us understand the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. It is understood that you have pita. Nobody wants you to starve. Chazal do not intend that you should light Shabbos candles at the risk of starvation. Obviously, then there's no Shalom bias. So it's automatically understood you have pita in your home. You have bread. Now you have enough money to buy Shabbos candles. So now you have bread and Shabbos candles. Now you have enough money to buy Chanukah licht or Kiddush Hayam. So Mishnah Berurah says what you should optimally do is buy one Chanukah licht, use the rest for Kiddush. Let's say you're not in such a situation. You really taco on, you have pita, you have Shabbos candles, and now you only have enough for Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayom. You should buy for Ner Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa, because, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can still make Kiddush. How could you still make Kiddush? Remember we said, you have pita, you have bread, you have your pas. So Kiddush is still going to be made over Lechem. Uvelav hache Kiddush al hayayin hu rak midirabanan. And furthermore, Kiddush over the wine, Kiddush over the wine, is there a banan? Dimina Torah yotze bizchiras davarim ba'alma. Because from the Torah, you are yotze with mentioning the word. So you make it over the bread. Now, there are those who hold that Kiddush is the orais over yayin. So one second. Going to the Be'urim umusafim. Okay, so first we've said, Pirsumei Nisa, therefore Chanukah lich takes precedence over Kiddush Hayom, yayin for Kiddush Hayom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can make Kiddush Hayom, a kadesh bapas, over the pas. Furthermore, ubalav hache kiddush al hayayin hu rak midirabanan. Kiddush over wine is derabanan by kiddush of day, Shabbos day, not Friday night, Shabbos day. Dimina Torah yotze bizchiras dvarim ba'alma, because from the Torah you're yotze by mentioning these words. However, there are those who say, okay, oh, I have a minute and a half. There are those who say, uladas hasvurim shekiddush al yayin hu midirabanan. There are those who say that kiddush hayam is the oraisa. Kasav ha-ga'on Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Stipler writes, Tam Acher, a different reason, and we're going to end with this, and it's extremely interesting. Shaharei b'sha'a sheholeich eitza ha-chenvani, liknos adayin lo chala alav choves kiddush. When you go to the store to buy your wine for kiddush hayam, you're not under the chiyuv of the mitzvah of making kiddush. Your chiyuv and the mitzvah of kiddush tomorrow. You're going to the store today, Thursday, Friday. You're not chayiv in the mitzvah. V'lachein eino nechshav kimevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, you're not considered like being mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. When you go to the store on Erev Shabbos to buy wine for kiddush hayom, you're not obligated in the mitzvah here. And you're obligated in the mitzvah tomorrow. So when you don't use those funds to buy the yayin, it's not like you're being over d'oraisa, because it's not Shabbos. ובפרט שחיוב נר חנוכה הוא סמך לחשיכה קודם השבס, וחל קודם חיוב הקידש. However, you have a choice. Should I buy, use this remaining money for nir chanukah, or should I use it for kiddush hayom? So the answer is use it for nir chanukah. Why, says the stipler? Because at the time that you buy an Erev Shabbos, either the Kiddush Hayom or the Ner Chanukah depends on which mitzvah you're fulfilling. You're not fulfilling mitzvahs Hayom today on Friday of Kiddush. So therefore, you're not over on a Deoraisa. The Chanukah Licht is coming very rapidly, and you are chayiv to have money for Chanukah Licht. And therefore, perhaps that is why you buy Chanukah Licht over Kiddush Hayom. Since Kiddush Hayom is tomorrow, you're not over the Deoraisa at the time of purchase. Last, it's 9:45, last Seif, it's one line. Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Ayin Tes, Ubo Seif Echad, Be'erev Shabbos, what do we light first? Alachas Madlikin Ner Chanukah Techila, V'achar Kach Ner Shabbos. Tonight we will all light Ner Chanukah first, and then we will light Ner Shabbos. So different kind of Shira, halachic in nature, very interesting to consider. The halachic Shailas that faced generations of past Yidden. If nothing else, we should have a tremendous appreciation for the bounty and the goodness and the blessings in the time of which we live. Because none of us have a shayla. We will all, be'ezras Hashem, have Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Yayin and Pas. Halavai Shetaka B, like I said to the children last night, L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you appreciate the Torah we share. I wish you a lichtige Chanukah and a wonderful Shabbos and the light of everything. Should bring the ultimate light of Mashiach Tzidkenu to our lives, our world, our holy city, and our land. Thank you.